Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here and welcome back to She Thrives. I'm so glad you're joining me again today because we're diving into something super important. Understanding and managing your emotions without losing yourself in the process. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like one minute you're on top of the world and the next you're feeling totally overwhelmed and lost. We've all been there. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be a roller coaster ride every single day. We can learn to navigate our emotions in a healthy way, becoming captains of our own emotional ships instead of passengers on a stormy sea. That's what we're talking about today. Let's get real and let's get thriving. First off, it's crucial to understand that your emotions are valid. They are real, they're powerful, and they deserve to be acknowledged. Don't ever shame yourself for feeling sad, angry, frustrated, or even joyful. It's all part of the human experience. But here's where things get interesting. Acknowledging doesn't mean being ruled by them. Take a deep breath because here are five key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional intelligence game. Number one, become a detective of your emotions. Pay attention to the physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors that accompany different feelings. Notice the triggers, those situations, or people that tend to bring up certain emotions. Understanding these patterns is like having a roadmap for your emotional landscape. You'll start to see recurring themes and learn what sets you off. Number two, practice mindful awareness. Take time each day to simply observe your emotions without judgment. Imagine them as clouds passing by in the sky. They come and go, but they don't define you. This isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about creating space between you and your emotions so that you can respond rather than react impulsively. Number three, develop healthy coping mechanisms. Find activities that help you manage stress and regulate your emotions. Think exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, whatever brings you a sense of calm and clarity. Remember, it's about finding what works for you. And honestly, sometimes just blasting your favorite music and dancing like nobody is watching can do wonders. Number four, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Acknowledge your struggles, forgive yourself for mistakes, and remember that everyone makes them. You're human, and that's perfectly okay. And finally, number five, build strong connections with supportive people. Surround yourself with those who uplift you, encourage you, and make you feel safe to be your authentic self. Talking things through, sharing your experiences, and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing a really tough deadline. You start feeling the pressure mounting, anxiety creeping in. Maybe you even feel that familiar urge to snap at a colleague or throw things around. But here's where our emotional intelligence comes into play. Instead of letting those emotions take over, you remember all those key takeaways we just talked about. You take a few deep breaths, acknowledging the tension but choosing not to react impulsively. You remind yourself that this is temporary and you can handle it. Maybe you even step away for a quick walk, stretch your legs, and clear your head. When you return, you're feeling calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the task with renewed energy and clarity. That's the power of understanding and managing your emotions. It's not about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about recognizing their presence, learning how to navigate them gracefully, and ultimately using them to fuel your growth and success. Remember, everyone is on their own emotional journey, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Be patient with yourself, keep experimenting, and celebrate those small wins along the way. You are capable of becoming a master of your own emotions. So, what will you do today to cultivate greater emotional awareness? Take that first step. It could be as simple as taking 5 mindful breaths or journaling about how you're feeling. Remember, you've got this. Keep thriving, amazing humans. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and motivation. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.